Welcome back, everybody. This is Game Play. I'm your host, Matthew Cause. I should tell everyone that there has been an issue with my computer where I can't read your texts. And we're going to try to get a system where my producer forwards or sends them over to me. And I just want to let you know, because I always love reading all the texts that are sent in, the ones that agree with me, the ones that disagree with me, and everything in between. So if you're wondering, you've been shooting in texts, and you have, I mean, it's not like I can, you know, I can get to every one of them, but I try to get to as many as possible. And I just haven't been able to do that. But hopefully by Monday, we have that cleared. You can always tweet me at mcause56. But a lot of you are smarter than me, and you don't have a Twitter account, which I think is the proper way of doing it. Leafs taking on Colorado tomorrow. There will be no Mitch Marner in the lineup. Both him and Pierre Engvall have entered into the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Joey Anderson, one of the players who has been assigned to the Leafs taxi squad. And as far as I can see, Nick Ritchie has cleared all waivers, so maybe he'll be in the lineup tomorrow as the Leafs take on Nazem Kadri and his 42 points in 27 games.
42 points. My goodness.
42 points. Yeah. He like McKinnon
is 30. I had to double check because I saw that.
Yes. I did the same thing. I remember starting to really think about this game yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just, I know obviously we have McKinnon and oh my God, that goal by Cale Makar and there's Ratanen, there's Landeskog. And I knew Kadri was playing well, but I just, yeah, my bad. I didn't realize he's on a 127-point pace. He's got 42 points in 27 games. That number is absolutely ridiculous. Joining me now, does every Friday on the show, CEO of SportsInformationTraders.com, it is John Price. John, as always, I know it's the 7th. I can't wish you a happy new year. It's too late. So I'll just say good afternoon, my friend. I hope you're doing well.
Listen, there are people that still have their Christmas lights up a week later, so you can wish me Happy New Year, probably up to the Super Bowl, I would think.
Okay. All right. That's
nice. I love this time of year. This is what I call the intersection of... Yeah. This is what I call the intersection of greatness, because this week alone, we're going to see a baton passed. The Monday night championship game between Alabama and Georgia is going to be the final chapter of the college football season. The NFL games that you see this weekend is going to be the final chapter of the regular season, and then immediately we go right into the playoffs. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a brand new year. We have a lot of people who jumped on board this year from Toronto at different levels, different times of the year, that have had great success with us. We've also had a lot of people who called in, inquired, said maybe next year, and we're here for you. We're here to show you that whatever mistakes you made betting in 2021, you can make it up and you can get yourself in the right direction in 2022. This is what we're doing this weekend. I've got 5 plays, 3 NFL plays and 2 college plays. 3 NFL plays over this weekend and then a side and total on Monday night's national championship college football game. And I know that in Toronto, NFL and CFL is levels above in terms of interest where college football is concerned. But I would tell you this, I know you love your football in Toronto, and if you want to see what's going to be the best game of the college football season, you will have your TV on Monday night. 5 plays for you this week. $129 is the amount. You can buy it at our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. Again, it's sportsinformationtraders.com. You must be a new client, which means you're not currently with us. And very important, you must have a place to wager. We don't place bets for anybody. We only get you on the plays, the lines, and the amounts to play based on what you already bet. So let us help you this weekend. 5 plays, $129. I call it the Championship Week 5 play. You can purchase it right now at sportsinformationtraders.com.
And also for people out there that love the NFL but maybe don't watch a lot of college football, should be reminded that that the game on Monday, there's going to be a lot of players playing on Monday that will be drafted that will be playing on Sunday as well. So definitely check it out, 866-441-2222. 2711 is the phone number. Sportsinformationtraders.com. $129 weekend package. This is John's best games are a total of five plays. John, in terms of the NFL, woo, this is a big line. The Bills are a 16.5 point favorite against a Jets team that probably should have beat Tampa last week. I'm curious your thoughts on the final Bills game of the regular season.
Well, we're 10-4 in radio plays here in Toronto this year, and most of them have been NFL plays, and a lot of them have been around the Buffalo Bills. That's why I selected to go with this game, because I know that for people that are playing our games free on the radio, they've made money with us, and well, why not keep it going? How about that? So the line opened with the Bills at -17. It's now at 16.5, so slight edge in public money on the Jets. Bills are coming off a win over Atlanta. They've won three in a row, chance to wrap up the AFC East with a win over the Jets. I expect Josh Allen, that offense, to play very, very well and dominating. At the same time, they got to be very careful because the Bills are in the playoffs, and they know it already. And the AFC is stacked with teams all that could make a run. So the goal here for Buffalo is to get ahead, make sure this game is secure, and get the starters out of the game. The Jets coming off a tough loss to the Buccaneers. They led late. We heard it. We saw it. Antonio Brown, the whole thing, up by two touchdowns, let the game slip away. When you look at the Jets on paper, you feel sad for them. But if you watch the Jets on tape, you see that they're competitive. This is a team that is going to show up this week believing that they have every chance to win that football game. Now, in terms of wagering, the point spread is way too big for me to find any value here. And I know that the point total is low because of the weather. I mean, right now it's snowing in one-third of America as well. So I know the point total is low, but 40.5 is the total. And I think the Jets have proved they can move the ball in a lot of defenses. The Bills know they need to score to secure this game. And so I'm going to take the over 40.5 points in the Bills-Jets football game. This is obviously not one of the plays that our clients will be on this weekend. But again, I can't emphasize enough, this is our fourth or fifth year on in Toronto, and I've talked to some people who are now clients in Toronto, and I know that the knowledge of football in Toronto is very, very strong, and now you can bet on single-game wagers like you couldn't a couple years ago. So listen, I'm not going to tell you that in these next five games you're going to make up for all the losses that you had in 2021. But what I can tell you is that these five plays are going to show you how to make a profit before Tuesday of next week. It's only $129. It's five plays. There's NFL tomorrow and Sunday, so three plays this weekend. The side and total of Monday night's college football national championship. It doesn't matter if you bet $1,000 a game, $5,000 a game, $500 a game. It's $129, so we can show you why we're the best in the industry. You can buy it now at sportsinformationtraders.com, or if you remember our phone number, 866-441-2711. When we talk next week, the college football season will be closed, and the NFL playoffs will be off and running. I can't wait.
Oh, I know. It's just an orgy of NFL playoff games on Saturday and Sunday as cardio gets put to the side. John, always appreciate it. Again, sportsinformationtraders.com, 866-441-2711. All the best, John. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Again, John Price from sportsinformationtraders.com.